Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Take your phone and hit that share button and post this episode to your favorite social media as we make our push to 1 million total downloads. I hope you all enjoyed the repost on Monday. It was an oldie but a goodie, but there is a reason why I had to share an old episode with you, and it's not just because I was lazy. This ties into why I'm working so hard to crack the code for the stock market. Today, I'll tell you what happened to my family over the weekend, which prevented me from recording, actually, and why the stock market will help protect us in the future. Stay tuned. So my daughter was actually born in July, and my son was born in August. Yes, I have two children. Being that they're so young, we decided to have a joint birthday party with some family at an indoor play center. After the event, which was awesome, by the way, I never really had a birthday party growing up myself, so it was a joy to see how much fun they had and how much fun I would love to keep bringing to them in the future despite the things that I didn't have. I mean, I'm always really low-key with things. I don't really want to celebrate holidays and things like that just because I'm not really used to doing it. I don't think it's a big deal in it. But after this weekend, I realized that even though it's not a big deal for me, it could be for them, and to give them more experiences that I didn't have, regardless of the level of, you know, impact it may have on the broader scheme of things, right? The small things do matter. After the event, we drove home in separate cars. I had the babies in my car, and my girlfriend actually had her friend in from out of state, and they had the party supplies in the back of their car. My mom drove her own car. Now, when we all got back home, my girlfriend and I were unloading the cars. She brought up the supplies and leftovers. I brought up our two children. While I was inside, though, my girlfriend ran to me and told me that my mother, her car was being stolen right in front of our house. That's the stuff you hear on TV and in the news. So when I heard it, it took a second to process. I ran outside, and sure enough, a young boy was sitting in the driver's seat of my mom's car, and my mom was on the ground. He had approached her with a gun and took her things and drove off with the car. Thankfully, everyone is okay and unharmed, so you can imagine the kind of weekend I had given that all this transpired literally the same day as my birthday party for my two children. Now, when I say I need to make more money investing in stock, this is why, right? Is earning more money going to stop desperate people from doing desperate things? No. I mean, the world is full of young boys and girls following the advice of toxic people, and it's a sad reality. But as stock market investors, we have to understand probabilities. I mean, I forgot. I didn't mention. This happened in broad daylight. The sun was bright and shining. Nothing sneaky about it. Now, why is this important to note? And this whole talk about probabilities and the stock market? This is not happening in the Hamptons, right? This isn't happening wherever the hell, it's not happening in Silicon Valley or wherever the hell Mark Zuckerberg lives or Jeff Bezos lives. It's not happening in those communities. It's not happening on Star Island here in Miami. The stock market for me represents an opportunity to get my family out of harm's way and into environments like that where the probability of things happening like that are much lower. Not impossible, but much lower, right? For me, the stock market creates an opportunity for me to be present in the event that, God forbid, something like this happens, right? If I'm working, constantly working hours and long hours, late into the night, early in the morning, things like that, and I don't have the opportunity to be present, you know, people who are looking to take advantage of people are not looking to take advantage of me, but looking to take advantage of women and children. If I'm away at work all the time, I may not be present to be around should something like this happen. So the stock market presents an opportunity for me to have the time to be present as well and armed. I mean, let's be realistic. In the event that someone tries to make a victim of us in the future, yes, I can also be present, but present and able to protect ourselves, which again is an American right, the right to defend yourself from harm and particularly defend your family from harm, especially if you are a man of the house or of the family. That is one of your responsibilities. So this is why I need to make more money in the stock market. You know I always say, you know, don't seek security, seek adventure. But when you have an opportunity to protect the physical and mental well-being of your family, you have to take it. And whatever your reason is for choosing the stock market, just make sure it's worth more than just wanting to make money from home. This thing, this life, this opportunity is much, much deeper than just that. Thanks for listening today. I know it wasn't directly stock market related, but I am who I advertise to be, right? I'm a regular guy living a regular life with a regular family. And I've chosen the stock market as my vehicle to take me where I want to be. And that's why I create this content for you, the regular people out there who have chosen the stock market to be the vehicle for you and your family. And that includes just creating safe environments for our family and the people we love. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.